Right, so today it's kind of how many audios can you make about one bottle of wine? But I think firstly it goes to show that if you do pick a good bottle of wine, there's no limit to how much you can talk about it, and just try and make your drinking, stand pace with it. And it's also about the occasion and the location sometimes, and what you already bring to the table. So what you're bringing to the table is your palate and your memory of the nose and the palate of all the wines you've ever tasted and all the occasions. And sometimes it's the occasion that makes a wine, and for me, having a unexpected afternoon of long yawning hours, that's the occasion it's making the wine. And so what I want you to do is just pour yourself a wine, really relax. Really take it easy. Just let my words, mingle over your, subconscious, and let them just drain into the goodness of you. Because clearly I have a lot of joy out of wine, and you really do need to take life as slowly as I do. When I've got a day off and I'm not driving, my world turns so slowly, I could probably have drunk at least three of these bottles, and I'm going to have really big problems, just sticking to the one. But I don't want to go back and get another one because she's going to think I'm an alky. And I mean, well, what I could do is I could go into the shop wearing a hat, a different coat. So crumpling myself up a bit and going in disguise, with a different voice. I think I'd like this wine. Weren't you in here earlier buying that wine? No, quite a different person. Yeah, so I mean, get a bit of fun out of your afternoon, get a bit of fun out of your wine, get a beer if you could, get a bit of fun out of your life. I mean, here's something you could do, just stay out for hours at night, just drinking wine under the starlight, right? You could do that. You could have like an open fire pit and just roast an ox, or do a rib eye or something. Just try and open up your life a little bit more to include a bit of nature, a bit of outdoorsness, and a bit of not constantly scrolling on social media. Blah, blah, blah. Social media. You don't need social media. You need houseeffectbooks.com.